Hey, explorers. Welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, an amazing journey to exploration.
Hey everyone, welcome to the PJ's Explore Show. This is PJ, and in this podcast, we deep dive into new topics, hot issues, and the art of self-discovery. Join me as we embark on a journey of exploration, expanding our minds and exploring the world around us. Get ready to ignite your curiosity and uncover the hidden gems that await. Let's dive in. First and foremost thing, let me express my heartfelt gratitude to each one of you, our loyal and passionate Explorer family, for the overwhelming response to my last episode on passion. Your feedback and support mean the world to me, and it fuels my determination to keep exploring the depth of thought and ideas together. Now, before we dive into today's topic, I want to take a moment to reflect on the essence of being an explorer. As we transfer through life, we come across numerous crossroads, and our choices define our journey. The spirit of exploration, the curiosity to seek knowledge, and the eagerness to embrace new perspectives is what binds us all together in this community of seekers. With that said, today's episode is both an honor and privilege to discuss. We are going to delve into a subject that resonates deeply with many of us, that is duty towards country. It's a notion that has transcended generations, igniting a sense of responsibility and devotion to our homeland, our nation. Before we venture into this thought-provoking topic, let's take a moment of silence to pay our respect to those who have selflessly served and continue to serve our community, our country, protecting our freedoms and safeguarding our shared values. May their sacrifices never be forgotten. Okay. After the silence, I want to start this episode. So, duty towards our country, a phrase that stirs emotions and evokes a sense of purpose. But what does it truly mean? Is it merely a legal obligation, a moral compulsion, or does it transcend into something more profound? To explore this, let's start by examining the concept of duty itself. Duty, in its essence, is the acknowledgement of responsibilities and obligations that arise from our roles and relationships in society. It calls for unwavering commitment and a conscientious approach to fulfilling those responsibilities. Our duty towards country is, I think, not merely a checklist of tasks, you know. It is a privilege of loyalty and love for the land we call home. It beckons us to contribute positively to the nation's progress and prosperity. And I think which is one of the most beautiful or an honor for us to do. But let's take a step back and ponder what formed the foundation of this duty towards country. Is it the geographical borders that define it, or is it just the shared values, culture, and heritage that bind its people together? The truth, if I say, then is our duty towards country encompasses a rich tapestry of elements, you know. It's the bond we share with our fellow citizens, irrespective of their backgrounds, beliefs, or origins. It's like it's the stewardship of our natural resources, ensuring that future generation can also experience the beauty and abundance of our land. It's the commitment to upholding the principle of justice, equality, and democracy that underpin the functioning of our society. I think being a citizen or a member of the society, community, or country needs some duties to be performed individually. Like everyone has to perform duties of citizenship in the country in order to provide bright future. Often we find ourselves entangled in a web of everyday concerns in our individual lives, which may cause us to overlook the significance of our duty towards our nation. But history has taught us that the most remarkable transformations in society have been catalyzed by individuals who recognized their responsibility and took action. Let's remember the countless freedom fighters who fought tooth and nail to liberate our nation from the shackles of oppression. Their unwavering dedication to the cause of freedom exemplifies the very essence of duty towards country. And it's not just in moment of strife, you know, that this duty manifests. It's also visible in the small everyday acts that collectively contribute to the greater good, from like volunteering to clean up our communities to supporting local businesses and making environmental conscious choices. Every action, no matter how seemingly and insignificantly, adds to the collective welfare of the nation. As I always wanted to do something good for society, you know, and add some values in it, I decided to start podcasting as a hope where I can share my thoughts and other inspirational things, just like Jai Shetty sir, that can provide some positive aspects in someone's life or some topics which get neglected, unfortunately. It's just that where everyone in the world was talking about relationships, sexual content, heartbroken, revenge things, and other stuff, where it somewhere darkens our mind and somewhere give negative impact on our thinking, I wanted to grab attention of people in some different topics which they can actually explore and add values. And they keep on exploring new things about the world and themselves as well. And I hope that I'm going into that direction and making the positive impact in the lives of people. I truly hope it will help them. As explorers, we are called to examine and reflect upon the significance of actions, not just for ourselves, but for the broader impact they have on our communities and our nation. It is in this introspection that we find the true meaning of our duty towards country. I think, moreover, our duty towards nation or globally extends beyond the boundaries of our land. In a world that is increasingly interconnected, we are part of a global community, you know. Our actions, policies, and decisions have far-reaching consequences, which not only for our fellow citizens, but also for people around the world. So make sure that you set an example to the world towards your nation, not just some kind of gossip. In embracing our duty, we must also embrace the duty of global citizenship, you know, to promote peace, understanding, and cooperation among nations by recognizing our interdependence and appreciating the richness of diverse, beautiful cultures and perspectives, we can actually contribute to a more harmonious world. I know that in today's world, this is something which is very difficult. I mean, even if you have done something amazing work for the society, but there are some people who gonna join this work with some politics and with their old thoughts. But I think that this doesn't stop you, or this doesn't need to affect you, because at the end you did something which is good for the country and for the world, but not for some particular political party or some community. At this time, our duty may demand difficult choices, you know, standing up for what's right, even if it challenges that status quo, or making personal sacrifices sometimes to uplift the marginalized and underprivileged. It requires courage or empathy and a vision for a better future. Our history is replete with stories of ordinary individuals who took extraordinary steps to uphold their duty towards country. There are so many examples of it. Let their stories serve as a beacon of inspiration, reminding us of our capacity to bring about positive challenge. And one of the most important things towards duty or towards our country, that sacrifice is an integral aspect of duty towards one's country, you know. It is this willingness to put the well-being of the nation above personal interest that in today's world, I think somewhere people forget about this. I don't know why, but so many people think about themselves first over their nation. They work according to their interests and digging a deep hole for the community to go down in it. I don't know why people are doing this, but I have a very powerful example for the sacrifice towards the country is the story of Mahatma Gandhi, the leader of India's independence movement. His non-violent protest and unwavering commitment to India's freedom united millions and eventually led to the country's independence from British colonial rule. Gandhi's sacrifice in the form of imprisonment, fasting, and advocating for equality actually serves as a timeless reminder that sometimes one individual dedication can change the course of a nation's history. And duty towards country involves defending the principles of democracy and human rights. Nelson Mandela is the second example of it. A symbol of resistance and reconciliation, demonstrated this duty during South Africa's apartheid era. Despite enduring 27 years of imprisonment, Mandela emerged as a beacon of hope for his country, promoting unity and equality. His leadership during the transition to a democratic South Africa showcase the importance of upholding democratic values for the greater good. As we reflect on our duty towards country, let us also recognize that it is not a one-way street, you know. Just as we have duties towards our nation has a duty towards its citizens to ensure justice, equal opportunities, and a conducive environment for growth and prosperity. Together, we form a symbiotic relationship where the progress and well-being of the nation are intertwined with the progress and well-being of its people. It is in this reciprocity that we find the essence of a strong and flourishing nation. So, my fellow explorers, as we conclude this episode on duty towards country, I urge you to take a moment to ponder what it means to you personally, you know. What can you do in your own unique way to contribute positively to the growth and betterment of your country? It's not always like holding a weapon and being as a soldier is only the duty. You can also have add values in society by clearing your surroundings, respecting each and every woman, and just spreading the positivity in your nation. Remember, duty towards country isn't confined to grand gestures. It's the culmination of the merit small acts that reflect our love and commitment to our homeland. Before I sign off, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to each one of you for being a part of this journey. Your curiosity, enthusiasm, and dedication to exploring life profound questions are what making this podcast so special. Until next time, my dear family, keep seeking knowledge, spreading kindness, and embracing your duty towards country with love and unwavering commitment. Together, we shall continue to discover the boundless treasures that lie within us and around us. Thank you and take care. Bye-bye.